Do you have personal and confidential documents you'd like to shred? Hi, this is Mary Simmons with First Bank Hampton. We are hosting a Community Shred Day on Tuesday, June 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in our Hampton Bank parking lot. This event is a perfect way to get rid of old bank statements and other sensitive documents. All you need to do is pull up by the on-site shred truck and we'll help you safely and securely discard your documents. We hope to see you then. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Clarion Golfio Dow Superintendent. That is Joe Nelson, as we're going to recap the 2020-21 academic year for CGD as Mr. Nelson wrapping up his first year there at Clarion Golfio Dow. And Mr. Nelson, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
You bet. Good to be here.
So let's begin, Mr. Nelson. Like I said, it was your first year there at Clarion Golfio Dow. Just kind of your initial thoughts on the 2020-21 school year for Clarion Golfio Dow.
Well, I tell you, Mitch, I don't think a year ago anybody could have predicted the year that we were going to have. I accepted the job in Clarion at the end of February, and then literally 2 weeks later, COVID hit and the state shut down, and that put us into a situation that nobody planned for and no one expected. But the thing that I'm most proud of from those initial discussions last spring, the goal of all three communities of our school family, our school leaders, and our school board was to, provide as much normalcy and to provide a full year of face-to-face instruction for our kids. And so that was the genesis for our return to learn plan and for our plan for the entire school year. We had one goal all year, and that was to provide 9 months of school uninterrupted for our kids. And we put that plan into place on August 24th. And I think the thing that we're probably the most proud of after this school year is it wasn't a traditional year, but we were able to go from start to finish without any shutdowns or any hybrid learning of any kind. We wore masks all year, and boy, our custodians and our teachers did everything they could to disinfect and wipe things down and keep things clean for our kids. But we were able to go from start to finish without any kind of shutdown. And when we wrapped up here just less than a month ago, I think we can all look back and say, well, that was a lot of work, but it was worth it, and our kids deserved it.
So you already kind of got into my next question here, Mr. Nelson. You said there was no shutdowns for you guys at CGD, no setbacks due to COVID-19 then?
Yeah, we did not have a school shutdown. Now, we did shut down for 2 days for COVID shots for all employees. So on two Fridays, we brought in Wright County Public Health and our local nurses, and we offered the COVID vaccine, the first and the second dose. So we were able to offer that up during the school day and under the watch and care of our local nurses right there. I can't say enough about, the two nurses that we have in our school, Megan Lingenfelter and Aaron Halverson. If you can imagine what it was like to be a school nurse this year with 1,000 kids and 200 employees under their care, our two school nurses just did a fantastic job this year, and they deserve a lot of credit for helping us get through this.
That's very good. Again, we are talking with Clarion Golfio Dow Superintendent Joe Nelson as we're recapping the 2020-21 academic year for CGD. And obviously, it's your first year there, Superintendent Mr. Nelson. In terms of athletics and extracurricular activities, I know you guys had some success in terms of sports. I know the volleyball team was back down at state back in the fall. So what was it like for you as superintendent to see, all these activities taking place again for this year?
Well, Mitch, that's the best part of my job is seeing and being a part of watching our kids be successful in the classroom and then after school and activities. And what a way to start the year. Our girls just had a tremendous volleyball season in the fall and went all the way to the semis in Cedar Rapids. And to watch those kids all season to just dominate the way they did and how hard they worked and how hard they prepared, that was just a joy to be a part of. And, we're going to miss that senior class of volleyball kids, Jaden Jondle off to South Dakota and Morgan Middleton off the North Dakota State. It was pretty special to graduate two Division I seniors in a 3A school our size in Clarion. But I know Coach Tierhark and her program. They'll be right back at it in August. But, yeah, that was truly special. And that really blended right into the winter season. Clarion is a blue blood wrestling program, and, you know, Coach Gabrielson does a fantastic job. And for our kids to send four kids down to the state wrestling meet and medal three, you know, with Seba and Abbas and Nelson all to come back with state medals. I know expectations are super high around here for wrestling and Clarion, but there are a lot of schools in Iowa that would love to come back with three medalists. And so we don't ever take that for granted. So it's been a special year in a lot of ways, and sports and our activities have led the way there too.
Nice to see the kids are able to not only perform activities, but to have audiences around them as well. So, Mr. Nelson, another question for you, too. I've been asking other superintendents this, and I've gotten a lot of interesting responses from it regarding, you know, Zoom meetings and that sort of thing, distance learning. Is there anything from the 2020-21 school year that you had to use that you may use in the future, like these Zoom meetings?
Yeah, I think right now we're on the backside of that. We just had our last school board meeting where we offered Zoom. I think there's a little Zoom fatigue, if you ask people. So I think one of the things that we're looking forward to is actually having, you know, face-to-face professional development where, you know, we send teachers out and they get to meet face-to-face. But, you know, there will be times that we use Zoom. I think the thing that we found out the most is that our kids are resilient and our kids rise and will continue to rise to our expectations. We had 2 days back-to-back where the wind chill was 40 below, and we went hybrid learning. When I say hybrid learning, remote learning, where we offered instruction online those 2 days just because it was just dangerously cold. And the feedback we received from our teachers and our principals, even our parents, was, boy, that was great. You were able to offer remote learning on those days where the wind chills were so cold. And so we'll continue to do that next year when the Iowa winter rears its head. And so we've learned a lot from that, and we've learned that we can do that now. We all agree that our kids learn best traditionally face-to-face and in their classroom, but there are just certain days in the winter where we really don't have a choice. We're of the opinion that a day in February virtual is better than a day in June when it's time for everybody to get their summer activities started.
Very true. And when was the last day for Clarion Goldfield Dallas for students and staff?
Yeah, our last day for students was the 25th, Tuesday the 25th, and then our teachers were out on the 27th. So we are actually wrapping up our last week of summer school Thursday. So we'll be done with instruction this Thursday. K-12 summer school ends on Thursday.
That's very good. Again, we've been talking with Clarion Goldfield Dallas Superintendent Joe Nelson as we are recapping the 2020-21 school year for CGD. No major setbacks due to COVID-19 at CGD. And Mr. Nelson, before we let you go this afternoon, anything else you'd like to add about the school year that just wrapped up for you guys?
Yeah, you know, in the middle of a year filled with COVID mitigation strategies, something I'm really proud of our school board and our leaders putting together, we're going to start construction on the first gym that's been built in Clarion since 1969. We're going to start that in August, and then we'll also be adding an AstroTurf baseball softball complex just east of our high school, and that construction will begin in August. We're really proud of that. We think that that's going to be a great multi-use space out there at our high school for our PE kids, marching band, Clarion Little League softball and baseball. And so that's going to be the best outdoor turf facility in the state of Iowa when it's done, and we couldn't be more proud of that project.
Summer projects getting underway for Clarion Goldfield Dallas this summer. And Mr. Nelson, as always, we appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we'll talk down the road. Thanks for taking the time today.
Good talking to you, Mitch. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Joe Nelson here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
What better way to spend the summer weekend than enjoying a road trip to one of your favorite destinations? Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. If you've ever dreamed of owning a convertible or a motorcycle, this is the perfect time of year to make that purchase. And when it comes to financing, be sure to check out our competitive rates and friendly service. We'd love to help you get your summer off to a great start. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.